Hello, this is Lenny.
Hello.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, yeah, I was just checking to see if you got the number.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay, so what's the number for George Harris Jr.?
Oh, yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
What, I'm sorry, the same thing? Like the device itself?
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
Sky Nolan. Do you already have the device? Or were you already set up to get one?
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions.
Mm-hmm. Bless her heart.
We're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Okay, sir. Well, if you're going to speak about the option for the smartwatch, the device shall be water-resistant and hypoallergenic, made of hypoallergenic fibers, so you can wear it 24/7 with no need to take it off without the device making you feel, like, uncomfortable while wearing it. You can take it even in the shower so it wouldn't be affected, or out in a rainy day. Other than that, the smartwatch has the extra features, so it monitors your blood pressure.
Hello.
Oxygen levels, heartbeat rates. You can set up reminders for your medications and keep count of your everyday footsteps. That's for the smartwatch. But both devices, smartwatch or the necklace wearable, both of them have the pulse sensor on them. So even if you fell and became unconscious, it'll be alerting the medical team to send out a team for you immediately. And both, of course, has the emergency button on them. So whenever you're not feeling well, fall or get injured, you can just press the button and medical assistance will be sent out to you immediately. 24/7, covering all areas in the U.S. and states.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Oh, yeah. It covers all areas in the U.S., the device itself. So even if you move out from state to state and press the emergency button on the device, it will be able to get you the immediate medical attention or assistance that you need. Okay?
Sorry, again?
The device itself, sir, it will be like covering all areas in the U.S. So even if you move out from state to state, the device will still be working fine, connecting you to the nearest hospital, ambulance, ER team or medical team to be reaching out to whatever location you are, even covering areas with no cell service. And other than that, 24/7 you'll be monitored, so the device will be alerting a medical team in case anything happened, especially if you fell and became unconscious as well. So the only difference is that the necklace has only the basic things for the device, which is the emergency button and the fall sensor. And the smartwatch has the extra features of monitoring your everyday health vitals. So which one would you prefer, the necklace or the smartwatch wearable?
Could you say that again, please?
Yeah, which one would you prefer, the necklace wearable or the smartwatch? To wrap the device around your neck as a necklace or around your wrist as a smartwatch?
Yes.
Okay, so which one do you prefer, the necklace or the smartwatch?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
This is Medicare Assistance Helpline, sir.
Well,
and the device itself is one of your coverage benefits, except
the
for the monthly.
Time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yeah, of course, I got you. And was that about the device itself? Like, did you had an argument about the device, like if you wanted it or not or so?
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still with you online.
Are
yeah,
you
go ahead, please. Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Please go ahead, please.
I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
Yes, sir. It's totally 100% your option to choose whether you want the device or not. The only good benefit for the device right now is the device shipping handling fees are completely covered for you. So even if you got the device, received it, and tested out for the first month, either pay for the $39.95 monthly monitoring service for the necklace or the $44.95 for the smartwatch. And you felt it anyway that the device is not working, which didn't happen before to any Medicare recipient. But you can try it, test it on whenever you receive it, activate your fall sensor immediately with your customer service line. And once it's working, you'll get the peace of mind that you deserve. But in case of any change of mind, that's totally fine. You can either keep the device, deactivate your monthly monitoring service, or just return the device with no cancellation fees or any extra fees or so. It's whatever suits you better. So for now, do you have a preference on which option would you like to choose?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
Yeah, of course, I got you. I understand you. That's why we don't make like a life contract with you, sir, for the monthly monitoring service. We leave that to you to ensure that you are getting use of the device itself. It's not just thrown in an area while Medicare is covering that monthly monitoring service. So you have two options for that, either to pay $39.95 for the monthly monitoring service for the necklace around the neck wearable or $44.95 for the smartwatch wearable. So which option would you prefer that can fit your finances?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she she said that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, that's between you and the option, by the way. So which option would you like to choose, the necklace around the neck or the smartwatch around the wrist? Which one do you think will better fit your lifestyle?